She puts on her Facebook that SOB neighbor of mine called the police again on a peace disturbance, and I got woke up by a deputy at 3:30. Now, I think that is very disrespectful for them to even bring these in here where they're interrupting a lot of neighbors. But I'm the closest one. And when I get woke up in my own home, there's times I sit on my front deck and I can't even hear the radio. Them dogs bark 24/7. And in one of the reports, she said that they only bark when I feed them, and I can generally calm them down right away. Well, they must be potbelly pig Yorkies because they must be getting fed 24/7. And I cannot handle this anymore. And I've already went to an attorney, and he would not even take my money until after they found out. He said, planning and zoning, he goes, this is crazy, because there is a law and state deals that will not allow this. And I'm just hoping, instead of it costing me a whole lot more money, and I've been putting up with this for months, and they did not live there from the time of February when they moved them in until the day that they showed up to move in was Mother's Day, and there was another neighbor that said they seen them when they were moving in, and she had told them that they finally got moved in on Mother's Day. Well, you know, them dogs have been there a long time, and so they don't care. She has no respect for the neighbors in this area, and they knew I had a health condition. Does she talk to anybody about it? No. She just brings in a puppy mill and says, I'm going to do it, and then I'll ask for permission to get what I need. And I just think this is totally disrespectful. There was a letter that I believe was sent to the planning and zoning from a neighbor that could not make it. But this is crazy that she can come in and do this and disturb people's peace like this. And when I can't even enjoy my own property, it's not right, and there should be no way that she could be granted something on this puppy mill. If it so turns out that way, then I will be taking my further action, but I don't know why I should have to spend thousands of dollars to make them go away when I feel like the planning and zoning you know, should be able to take care of this before we even get to that point. And I just like to ask for you all to consider what I've been through and how somebody can be so disrespectful and not care and then call me an SOB neighbor because I get woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I call the deputies. I just think that's crazy. And that's pretty much all I need to have to say about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody? All
right. Don Phillips.
Yeah, I've known Scott for many years. We spend quite a bit of time together. I spend some considerable amount of time up at his place visiting with him and whatnot after work. I just want to attest that I've witnessed the dogs being extremely loud, and several times we've had to just go in the house to even talk. He can't even be out on his front porch. Now, I live across the creek, straight down the creek from him, straight to the north. So it would be right up at the top, in the Hunter's Point Circle, the road right, your arrow was on it there. Yeah. So I basically live straight across from him, straight to the north, and I can hear the dogs myself quite often. Now, there were statements made about people having dogs around there, and a lot of people do have dogs. The other dogs around there, they bark when somebody pulls in their driveway or somebody's driving real slow down the street. Now, they're not just a constant bark or get so carried away that people can't enjoy the outdoors. So I moved there about 11 years ago, and up until about February, March, it was pretty peaceful of this year. So that's really all I have to say.
How far are your house from Scott's?
Probably.
Is this it right here?
No, it's the second one back. Yeah, it would be right beside the one you first pointed at.
Right there?
Yes, the one with the circle drive there, yes.
So it's 811 feet.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. William.
Got your stump in.
Brad?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm William Brock, and I live, if you go up about another, I'm about a half a mile, go up past Hunter's Point, right there, right at the corner of Mincy Lane. Right there. I'm about a half a mile, and I hear the dogs sometimes quite wail. And I do think that somebody coming in that has a ruckus like that, that they were pretty disrespectful for anybody around, because there's other places that live closer than I do, and I know they can hear them better than I can. And I've got a dog. Now, you drive in the driveway, you may not see him, but he knows you're there. He'll bark. But other than that, well, he's a guard dog also out there with the animals. But I've been up to Scott's, and I've heard the dogs, and sometimes quite loud, just as if there's right next to the deck where you're sitting. And I can hear them up there at my place at times. Sometimes I don't hear them so well, but other times that they really do get to rattling, and I think, oh my gosh, you know, just somebody living closer than me, how do they feel about it? I guess that's all I had to say. It's
okay. Thank you, Abe. Robert? Rose?
My name is Robert Rose, and I'm the home health aide for Mr. Hodges. And I work there Monday through Friday. And I can attest to the noise of the dogs and the ruckus that they cause on a daily basis. And it's frequent. It's all day long. And I have a couple of videos that I took on my iPhone to show the audio of the dogs, and I was wondering if there was any way I could present that.
You just have to show it to you.
Even if I just held it up to the microphone. For you just to hear the ruckus that they, okay, when they're barking, yeah, and the frequency and how loud they actually are.
Yeah.
Sir, you know what kind of breed of dog it is?
I have no idea. There's sounds like there's 30 dogs up there when they all get to going. And this video audio on one of the complaints to the sheriff's office, I sent him a copy of this to include with that report that go to the prosecutor's office. This audio is almost 5 minutes long.
No, we're not going to listen to it for 5 minutes.
No. Okay.
In your opinion, they do that most of the time you're there?
Most of the day. And they'll stop occasionally, but it's frequent. It's very frequent, and it's not good for Mr. Hodges. It really aggravates him to have to try to be in a calming kind of way, and he can't. His condition is such that he's a little anxious and nervous, and they're just not good for him. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeff? You're the one that brought the letter.
Yeah, I brought the letter for Eileen. We both have property straight to the west across from Rosen Scott and the kennel on 233. Right there.
Straight, this one?
Yeah, we're probably 1,000 feet off the road, and we're doing work up there the road, and it's pretty annoying. They're at least, I don't know, 1,000 feet from us, and it's pretty annoying. And it's all about the music. We was up there working, and I guess he come driving in to take care of the dogs, and he had his radio turned up so loud back there, I guess to drown the dogs out while he was feeding them. And as far as the cows, there's only 10 across the road and one bull. But even when the dogs are not barking, the music's turned up loud. And I did have some property listed for sale, and I was fine to take it off the market because whenever they'd come look at it, they hear the dogs barking, and that was it. I don't know how Scott stood as long as he has. Personally, if it had been me, I'd done snapped. I couldn't take it. We had dogs when I was growing up. My dad had coonhounds in the city, and he didn't allow that. But that can't be good for nobody, not at that range. And plus, I'm sure there's got to be some odor coming off of it, the west breeze. But yeah, I don't say you could allow this to go on, for especially for his health and the neighbors too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Tony, you want to come back up? First, one of you. Anybody got any questions for him? Okay, we'll see you the 21st.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. That'd be the next Monday, 6
yeah,
o'clock,
yeah, Monday.
21st.
Are they a representative here for the Misty Mountain?
Yes.
Dog grooming? You come on up if you want to. I'll tell you not to, Scott will tell you to.
Yeah, even if you don't want to. Case number 1728, this is our Misty Mountain dog grooming, Vernon Haskins, Sheila Bailey. This one's the one right on the county line, right at the north edge. The address we were given is 20 Misty Mountain Road, Walnut Shade. The representative, Sheila Bailey, is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing for the ability to use an existing metal building as a dog grooming location at 20 Misty Mountain Road, Walnut Shade, Missouri. The existing building will be used to kennel the dogs inside while the dogs wait to be groomed and bathed. The dogs will be dropped off and picked up the same day. Proposed hours of business will be Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday by appointment only. Just some more pictures of the area. Right here's our metal building. Property located at 20 Misty Mountain Road is a 62.3-acre parcel with an existing RV park, Misty Mountain store, a mobile home, a single-family residence, and then the 24-by-40 metal building to be used for the dog grooming location. You better see it, but this is the project's received a score of 0 on the policy checklist. And I've just got some photos I took recently of the property. Looking from the north, I believe. Highway 65 is in the very left-hand part of that photo. Staff recommendations. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 1728, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One would be compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Two would be no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, the business hours shall be Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday by appointment only. And then 5, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.